AM has learnt the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has snubbed a royal invitation. But don't worry, it's not likely to result in a diplomatic incident. Tomorrow, half a world away from Buckingham Palace, the self-declared sovereign of Hutt River, Prince Leonard, is ceding the throne in Western Australia. Mr Turnbull was one of several dignitaries on the guest list, but he sent his regrets. Our aspiring royal correspondent, Eliza Borello, reports from Hutt River in WA's Midwest.
It's 37 degrees in Hutt River. There's red dirt, not red carpet, as far as the eye can see. A small brown river to cross rather than a royal moat. And the modest red brick building behind the royal gates certainly doesn't look like a castle.
Good afternoon, welcome.
But one thing 92-year-old Prince Leonard can offer is a good story. It began in 1969 over a dispute about wheat quotas.
I raced to Perth to have a look at the Act Department. When I got to Perth, found they didn't have one. It's Charles Court. Went over to help the Minister of Agriculture, as advisor to the Governor. He retained a parliament, introduced a bill in Parliament, whereby, under that bill, he could get the power to resume their lands. I then exercised the international law entitlements to form a self-preservation government.
Over the next 47 years, Prince Leonard would issue his own currency, declare war on Australia, and set up a Royal College of Advanced Research.
I was going to open up a big research organisation in Jordan through my representative there. The Australian government found out and they put pressure on Jordan government, and my chappy got word that he was about to be arrested. And so he had to flee, so that stopped that.
Prince Leonard refuses to pay tax. Just last week, the tax office issued him with a writ claiming he owes it $2.6 million. It's a battle his 59-year-old son Graham will take up when he ascends the throne.
I'm going to contend it. We'll be entering our plea and putting paperwork into the court by the middle of February.
Prince Graham says the ATO's main beef is over the non-collection of GST from tourists who buy souvenirs. There are Hutt River coins, stamps, caps and stubby holders, and you can even get your passport stamped.
You're going to be have an international trip this afternoon, principally Hutt River, entry visa, 6th of Feb.
The royal family is preparing to welcome about 150 visitors to Hutt River for the abdication ceremony. Battling emphysema, Prince Leonard says it will be a relief to step down.
And also, I don't think I'm at 92, most resentable person to be talking to tourists.
Prince Graham is still busily processing RSVPs and isn't surprised the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has sent his regrets.
And they're very busy, the Prime Minister, and the Premier of Western Australia is also very busy with the state election coming up.
And for anyone who hasn't confirmed their attendance,
please let us know ASAP, just so we can make sure there's enough cucumber sandwiches.
Hutt River's heir to the throne, Prince Graham, ending Eliza Borello's report.